turn the hymn books to number 289. He gave us new sight, and then everything we saw differently. We began to see life as he sees it. We began to see ourselves as he sees us. We began to see others as he sees them. And our vision is improving all the time, I hope. Praise God. The Lord would like to open our eyes today. That can only come as we receive Christ into our hearts. And then pray, Lord, help me to see the world as you see the world. Things that once would have troubled you before, now can't disturb your rest. Because through Christless eyes, we see God's grace. We see his hand in everything. And we find comfort and purpose in all that God allows in our lives. We see the love of Jesus everywhere. And so let's pray today that God will open our eyes if they need to be opened, and that God will increase our vision, improve our vision as it needs to be. Let's look to him just now as we entering into his presence. These words are so precious. We can all, I trust, relate to the experience that is presented to us in this song. We all have our own story of how Jesus came and made everything new. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for ever sending him into the world. Holy Spirit, we thank you for ever bringing him into our lives. Today, we just want to love you. Want to think about your goodness, your mercy. We want to glorify you, Lord, in all that's said and done here this morning. We pray that you will make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and we pray that you will take charge of this meeting, Lord. Bring it in any direction that you desire to. We pray that you'll put faith into our hearts and a hunger to hear from you so that you can say to us anything that you desire to say. Let your word have free course and be glorified among us today. We pray that all of the churches that are represented here this morning, that you will manifest yourself. We pray that as the word of God goes forth, that you will cause there to be a demonstration of your Spirit's power, that it won't just be words, but Lord, that it'll go right into the heart, minister to the need, that through your word, the Holy Spirit will make Jesus more real and precious. Lord, let there be conviction for sin. Let there be faith ministered. And we pray, Lord, that you'll show us your glory today in all of these gatherings. Have your way. Let your kingdom come.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done, we pray. We ask it all in your precious name. Amen. Let's sing that last verse. look away from our problems today and all the things that are going on in our life for a time and just get our eyes on Jesus, that will make all the difference. I like that story in John 21. Peter had denied the Lord, failed miserably, and then there on the seashore, Jesus had kindled a fire. And Jesus spoke to Peter. And in the light of that fire, he got his eyes on the Lord and saw compassion in his eyes. Somehow it caused a hope to rise in Peter's heart again, that Jesus was not through with him, but he still had a purpose to fulfill. But he wasn't depending on Peter. He was depending upon the Holy Spirit to fulfill it in Peter. Peter had to learn that lesson too. But you know, when you get your eyes on Jesus, the things that trouble you and the things that seem so large, they just seem to fade away in the light of his glory and his grace, because we consider who he is. Greater than all my problems, greater than all my need, greater than all my failures. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the fire of God that makes Jesus, the vision of Jesus, clear to us, brightens our sight of him. And he's here this morning to do that. We can pray, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take the things of Christ. Make them real to me today. Let me see Jesus the way I need to see him. Help me to understand what I need to understand about him, so that everything in my life might come into order, God's order, and Jesus' faith be glorified in and through him. Praise God. Let's sing another song about opening our eyes, since that seems to be what the Lord is directing me to. Let's open my eyes that I may see. 115. Nice to have you all with us this morning. Some that live off the ground have come to visit us and worship with us. And we thank God for you. Nice to have our brother Danny Schreck with us. He's ministering in the Ridgewood Church. Since our brother Eddie's passing, he and others have taken on that responsibility. And I asked him that he would say something to us this morning as well. So I want him to feel free. You don't have to wait for me to call on you, Danny. You can get up as the Lord leads, unless he leads me to call. My brother Danny told the young people last night, don't wear any shirts that are going to have a lot of words on them. Everyone's going to be reading what you have on your shirt instead of paying attention to the Lord. And then here I come with my tie. It has all the names of Jesus on it. You can read that, you might get a blessing. That's okay. I hope it didn't break any cap rule. Okay. 115.
tugs upon your heart, be sure to share that. That will be a blessing to us. Oh, Jesus. I have found the peace that I am.
I gave this a reading for yesterday, and it has to do a lot with God's rest, and it also has to do with coming boldly to the throne of grace. And you know, I can say that every year that I have served here, it's a different kind of. It's busy sometimes, and it's you know, challenging. But you know, God gives me a certain rest that only comes from the Holy Spirit. And the Word says here that for he that is entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And this is what God does for us. We are here at camp. And even though we have different things to do, we have situations to accomplish and get up, but yet God is going to give us that rest because he's promised it to his children. And he's done that for me over the years, and I'm so thankful that even if I serve him, whatever, wherever I serve him, there's a rest that comes from taking on Jesus and taking on his work. So it says also at the last verse, let us come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. And I'm so thankful that here is a place where we can find God's grace. We can find his favor to help in time of need. Don't we need help now in time of need? Right here we are in need. And I'm so thankful that many of us come with different situations, different needs. And God is able to do that, even in these evenings, to lift us and to draw us unto himself.
Hallelujah.
And to provide a miracle in our lives or to provide healing that he's done for me. And I know he's able to do the same for you. God is able. As we enter into his rest, he comes in by his Holy Spirit and he fills us with himself. And he gives us that rest that we don't have to work in our own strength, but we just look to him for his strength and his rest. And I'm so thankful for God's word.
Oh, what wonderful rest. Trust.